Jesus, remember me. I saw myself crucified on either side of him. Each criminal had my face. On one side, I mocked him with everyone else. I saw his stupidity, the glorious audacity of his claims and their demise. He couldn't even save himself. And on the other side, I cried out to him. I cried out from the depths of my distress. Not out of penitence, it was something much larger and much deeper than that. I saw the heart of my own sorrow and its terrible loneliness. I saw myself cut adrift, my life falling and falling into the endless abyss of the darkness that swallows those who put themselves outside of God. I wasn't being punished. It would have been so much easier if I was. Then I could have protested my innocence, or asked for leniency. But I knew I had done wrong, and that love and forgiveness were available if I had the grace to receive them. So I didn't turn to him, not straight away, but to the side of me that mocks him. After all, we are only getting what we deserve. But this man had done nothing wrong. And still he has not spoken. He is waiting for me, knowing that I must find this thing within myself. Not just penitence, but love. Not merely acquittal, but hope. Remember me, I say to him, in that kingdom of yours.